summer is about half over. And Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, is asking John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, about what's transpired so far this summer, beginning with the pandemic.
100% increase in COVID-19 known cases in the month of July, 84% increase in COVID-19 hospitalizations, 63% increase in COVID-19 deaths. Yet the governor tells us we're moving in the right direction. Does this sound like the right direction to you?
No, of course not. I mean, no. No, Governor Hutchison, no, and you know better. I mean, what happened was, and I'm not sure what I would do differently given the hand he's dealt from the national government and the world circumstance, but we decided let's move to whatever phase it was, two, mm-hmm. Let's reopen. By reopening, we sent a signal to all these people who were greatly inconvenienced and by the shutdown that really we're not just going to phase two. We're winking that the worst is over. Get back to normal, and people just sat around breathing on each other and gathering, and so the inevitable happened. And when you have more cases, then it's reflected. And this idea that we only have more cases because we're testing. We were having more actual admissions to hospitals. We were actually having more people go on ventilators. So he's simply wrong. I understand what he's. What a difficult situation. We're dealing with a severe public funk. We're dealing with potential unrest because people are being kept from commerce. We're dealing with a potential economic shutdown and what we have to economic calamity. And the challenge was to restart, but restart responsibly and with a new normal in terms of our behavior, and we did not do the latter part. And only lately, only too late, though eventually, and I'm glad he did he make the mask mandate, but that was late, and that was only a part of the solution. It was an intention to take care of each other when we enter phase two. And I think the signal instead here and elsewhere, Florida, Texas, California, the fun states, the suns, is it's okay. And we're seeing the results of that.
We are going to open schools on August 24th.
So it's going to
get
better.
We're going to start sports back up in the high school level there. Again, when you look at these statistics, when you look at these numbers, we're supposed to be following the data. The data doesn't seem to support this. So what's the argument for doing these things?
The argument is we can't live cooped up, and we've got to find a way to live normally, protect our economy, protect our mental health, and also take care of each other. And it is possible. It is possible, if at this point I would say remotely, that we have been sufficiently sensitized to the need to wear masks and the need to that we can move to Friday night football games and schooling without total calamity. Possible. It's possible. But all indications, sadly, are otherwise. Every time people have gathered close together for an extended period of time, the coronavirus has been there also. And it's very perilous, very perilous. And we have not had enough leadership, certainly federally, forget that, but at the state level, to say, yeah, we're going to do this. We've got to do this. And to put it in that perspective, I mean, we've got competing factors here, and we've got to educate our kids. Schooling is good. If we can find a way to have on-premises school, great. Friday night football is an institution. If we can do that, but to do it, we must behave better and more responsibly. I don't think that admonition has been strong enough or shown enough mm-hmm. for us to do what we're doing.
It's been out there in the daily press conferences.
It has been.
It's in the weekly rhetoric out there. But when you look at other countries and how they have gotten a handle on this, because they have been more aggressive at their equivalent of a federal level, at the national level for them, They seem to have done this. All right, let's shift our attention. We have written a lot, talked about, reported a lot, Black Lives Matter over the course of this summer. There's been a summer of social unrest. You had a column about this past week. I think you've got some future stuff coming up here as well. You used a line, I want you to dive into this a little deeper. Black lives haven't mattered enough. That's the message that they're trying to communicate.
Needs to be the message.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Let me preface by saying this. These folks out in the street doing what they believe to be the Lord's work, young, largely millennial or younger activists who they tend to think that an old white left of center guy like me talking about political pragmatism is the problem. You know, we did it Bill Clinton's way. We've done it your way. You apologetic liberalism hasn't, and we're going to break some windows and we're going to charge some statues and we're going to get some things done. And don't talk to us about how defund is a bad word. Defund is the word. I'm hearing this. I hear it from cousins. I hear it from who are involved. I hear it, young people. I bet you hear that kind of thing. So I preface that by saying I'm coming from a different generation and a different point of view. I believe you don't, in an election year, the very worst word to use is defund in terms of police protection of your life and property. I believe Black Lives Matter has led to this glib right-wing rejoinder, all lives matter. All lives do matter. The problem is that black lives have not mattered enough. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. And I wish the messaging could be clearer than that. I wish the political strategy could be a little more sophisticated, at least in the view of an old white left of center guy who is said to be totally out of sync with the time. But I don't think I am. I think we've got a presidential race that could turn on defund and on Black Lives Mattering. I still believe that could happen because you're trying to win a presidential election by getting swing votes in three states, largely, maybe more, to make a decision about whom they're more comfortable with. So if you give them a choice between, you know, Trump's nuts, but these other people think only Black Lives Matter and they wanted to do away with the police, you're in political trouble. So I think we need stronger Democratic leadership. I think we need smarter strategy in terms of that. But my point is Black Lives Matter is out here doing what is indeed the Lord's work because Black lives haven't mattered enough. Not that Black lives matter to the exclusion of other lives mattering. And I think that's the first time I've ever heard those words put together, and I just didn't. It's not hard to say. And I wish we could hear it more.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he spoke with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. More from their conversation can be found at talkbusiness.net. And you can read today's column from John Brummett at arkansasonline.com.